Happy, happy day, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Connect with Kelly show, where we connect, we collaborate, and create together. What's my motto? If it's change we seek, let's be the change. I'm Kelly, your host. Thank you for joining me, everyone. As always, I want to thank BBS Radio, Don, Doug, Thomas, and the crew. I know you know how much I love you guys and what an incredible gift you are to all of us. So keep on trucking, my friends. Keep on trucking. This morning, I am feeling compelled to give a couple special shout outs today. And the first one is to the beautiful dear Asha. She's the seer of all truth. She's our modern day Joan of Arc. And I just want to thank you, Asha, for all you do to help us engage with universal knowledge, to help us know what's just really going on here in our reality. You're just so brilliant and amazing. And I hope you all will check out her work on forthepeople.space and really feel into the information presented there. And I mean that, feel the information. Don't just read it, feel it. Thank you, Asha. I miss hearing your voice. All my love to you. And to all the warriors for the light who I will never meet, who are instrumental in giving me the opportunity to share my voice right here, right now, on this platform. If it's not for you, I wouldn't be here. So thank you from the depths of my being. All my subscribers, new and seasoned, you're all evergreen to me. So thank you, thank you, thank you for your love and financial support. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Thank you. Thank you all listening now and in the future. And just a reminder, you'll find this show and all my past shows in the show archive section of my program page, which is at bbsradio.com/connectwithkelly. So again, thank you all for joining me. Oh, that felt good. Lately, I've been feeling into and playing with just the amazing vastness of this experience we're calling Earth. You know, I feel like the changes we seek, they're really happening. Is that what you're feeling too? It's just an amazing time to be alive, isn't it? It's hard for me to put it into words, so I feel the breadcrumb band for today does just a great job of describing the feeling. And the band is Coldplay. The song is called Coloratura. And it's from their recent, just high-vibing, high-flying World of Spheres album. And in exploring the song's meaning, I found Chris Martin, who's the band's lead vocalist and one of the lead songwriters for this song. He describes this song as a reflection of the wonders of the universe and the beauty of life. The song is about a fictional nebula in the cosmos named aptly Coloratura. And FYI, Coloratura is actually a musical term. It refers to the, quote, extravagant ornamentation of vocal melody. And in Italian, it means coloring. And I know all of you musicians out there will appreciate just the musical and just lyrical artistry of this amazing song. And it's over 10 minutes. It's actually 10 minutes and 17 seconds. And I know some of you will catch that, the significance of that. It's just over 10 minutes, 10 minutes of brilliance. And here's a taste of the lyrics. Coloratura, we fell in through the clouds, and everyone before us is there welcoming us now. It's the end of death and doubt, and loneliness is out. Coloratura, the place we dreamed about, melodies inside yourself, and love come pouring out. And everyone's allowed. We're feathered by the crowd. In this crazy world, I just want you. In the end, it's all about the love you're sending out. Poets prophesy up in the blue. Together, that's how we'll make it through. And I feel these lyrics just brilliantly capture, I don't know, the essence of what's happening on this planet. What we're all envisioning and creating together, because we're all one and we're all connected to source beyond this experience for sure, beyond this biosphere, into the cosmos. We're connected with those beings that have come before us, who are still with us as us. Each of us, you know, what we create, what we experience individually, it all lends itself to just this beautiful tapestry we're stitching together, this beautiful song of life that we're collectively writing and singing together. It's just so beautiful. I'm getting emotional. I'm just so in love with this experience. Yee. In this crazy world, I just want you. I can't believe how fortunate I am to be here with you all again. Here. Me with you. You with me. Us together. I feel you all. It's just truly an honor. And just real quick, I want to give a nod to another masterfully creative musician who I've highlighted before. I love how Jason Mraz helps us imagine the physical body as a musical instrument in his song, Take the Music. He says, I'm an instrument the spirit gets to play. I sing and dance all day. I take the music everywhere I go. Music is the quickest way to heaven. It's the source of all creation. And I know Q has talked about that in the past. And I feel those lyrics beautifully dovetail with the For the People dot space post on August 4th of this year called Inner Music. And I just want to share just a portion of that post. It says, the body holds every masterpiece, original sheet music you ever wish to play deep within its cells. When you really love the body, cherish it, listen to it, care for it. When you are patient for the excitement of expressing your spirit through it, all miracles of creation within begin to share themselves with you. Are you guys sensing a theme today? Today's show is all about creativity, creating our own song, creating the song of life from within. And I'm just thrilled to be able to connect, collaborate, and create beautiful music today with my guest, Pia Lichter. You're gonna love her. She's just such a cool and inspiring individual. You know, I get a fair amount of guest submissions that I guess I could say that they just don't move the needle for me. And here's a hint. What got my attention and what sparked a connection and conversation between Pia and me is her energy. It's her vibe and her just deep desire to help others create anything and everything from their heart center. You can feel it, that desire. She's so passionate about it that she's written a book titled Welcome to the Creative Club, Making Life Your Biggest Art Project, which, by the way, is, I have to say, spiced with the perfect blend of humor and humility. Pia is the founder of Collective Studio, which she calls a conscious creative studio. She considers herself a creative midwife who co-creates wild visions and ventures with unconventional dreamers and doers. And you can find so much more about her and her offerings at collective.studio. And she creatively spells collective, so I'm going to spell it Collective. Collective.studio. Collective.studio. And just a side note, Pia's book is so chock full of words of wisdom and just poignant personal anecdotes that I know you're going to want to get a copy of it. I know you'll be so glad you did. So, welcome to the Creative Club. You can find it on Amazon, bookshop.org, and Audible. So, with that, Pia, are you with me?
I am so with you. Thank you so much for the warm, wonderful welcome. Such a beautiful introduction. It gave me chills. All of it, all of it. Like also how you started touching on the rich tapestry that we're weaving with our lives and what we create through and in our lives and how we do that with the universe. I mean, we are the universe, you know? So it's just so beautiful to take a step back, or maybe even like a moon's eye view of our place in the cosmos and how we're all interconnected, especially in a time where it can feel like the illusion of that separateness can feel strong, but taking a different view and being reminded of that through art, through Coldplay, through creativity, through music, through your words, through your energy is really powerful and needed in a time of, you know, when a lot of, I'm going to call it, there are a lot of things that are being destroyed. And I think in times like these, we need creatives, which if you're human, you're an artist at play,
Exactly.
now more than ever. So that we can keep weaving a new tapestry we want to wrap ourselves and future generations in.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. I'm so grateful to you for reaching out and connecting with me. It's just a privilege to be with you today. And how do you feel about taking some calls today?
Oh, I would love to take calls. That sounds
Ooh,
great. Yes,
how fun. Yeah. Okay, so
absolutely.
you can call in at 888. Let me say that again. 888-627-6008. Or direct at 323-744-4831. And how about you and I just chit chat a little bit until they start rolling in?
Sounds good.
So yeah, in conversation with you, Pia, I found, you know what, we align just so beautifully in not just our desire to connect and develop relationships with others, connect with Kelly, obviously, but to also have meaningful one-on-one conversations that, as you said, are electric and aligned. And for me, one of the most important and meaningful things we can do as individuals is to connect with and be with, be in loving relationship with ourself, our true self. aligned with our spirit. And you've had quite the journey doing just that, quite the ride of self-discovery. And by quite the ride, I mean literally. In your book, you describe the 4-week solo Trans-Siberian rail trip you took as, and I'm going to quote this, as an active, conscious choice to leave and follow a bucket list desire, to take a risk, stick out my tongue, and give fear the middle finger. And you say it was your first act as the creative director of your life. So, would you mind sharing, first of all, what led up to you taking that trip and just how that trip helped you connect with yourself, with your creative self?
It's really interesting because I just spoke about the themes of destruction and creativity, and that just popped up as I was listening to you ask that question. Because what came before that trip was what felt like a lot of destruction, a lot of also kind of self-combustion as well in it. I had gone through a messy and heart-aching divorce. I had been the one to kind of throw an infidelity bomb and leave because I wasn't conscious enough at the time to know how to get out and how to talk about what I needed. And so it's interesting because writing that book, I've also learned how to not only integrate different versions of myself, but see her, the past version of me, through the eyes of the woman I am today. And that was also a very healing, beautiful process, unexpected. Anyway, sidebar. Went through a very difficult divorce. I don't know if there are any that are not difficult. And then, landed in a rebound relationship that was unhealthy. And then had the opportunity to become a partner building a creative, one of three partners building a creative studio. And I threw everything I had into work because I think it felt like life was crumbling around me. And it was the one, it was something that I could do that also was deemed productive by society, working late. I was trying to, at least I could build something there, but it was misguided because it wasn't mine, right? It was a kind of a means of, I think, escaping where I was and how I was feeling and not really being able to sit with the pain that I was experiencing and just trying to get away from it, really. And get away from it in a way that I felt like, okay, but look, it's productive. It's like I'm doing the thing, I'm building something. And so when I think what happened was I got fired from this job at 2.5, almost 3 years in. And I took it really personally because I had made work personal. I'd given everything I had to, like, I just threw, blood, sweat, and tears into it. And it was like as if the universe had seen me speeding in my Ferrari through my life and just put its foot on the brakes and threw me through the windshield. And I was forced to look at the shards, were my life at that moment and be like, okay, nothing feels right. Nothing feels like it's working. And there was nowhere for me to go. I had no job. It was like nothing for me to do. I just had to sit with it. And in that moment, I heard, more than a voice, it was a felt sense like, girl, you got to do something different. It's time. You need to do something else. And that's where that bucket list desire idea came up because I always wanted to do the Trans-Siberian. So instead of getting stressed because I was on a work visa, I live in Copenhagen, though I'm from the States, and the work visa was tied to my job, and I had a certain amount of time to find another job or I would have to leave the country. But I could have gotten, wound up in that anxiety and stress, or could have kept trying to make a relationship that wasn't working work. Luckily, I listened to that felt sense. It was really strong. And I was like, no, I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave for almost, I think it was 4.5 weeks. And I'm going to take the Trans-Siberian by myself. And that's just going to be that. We'll see what happens. And I went through, traveled through China, Mongolia, and Russia. And that trip, it taught me or reminded me of things I had forgotten. One thing it reminded me of was, of course, I was going to be okay alone. I think after my divorce, I was really afraid of being alone. I'd left my got kicked out of my house when I was 17. I know what it's like to be alone, and I have not only survived but thrived. But somehow, I had forgotten the strong, rebellious teenager, and all the different versions of myself that had also got me here. And I was reminded of that. I also grew up in New York City in the 80s, so like,
Tough, tough, tough.
yeah, I have some street smarts, you know. So it was nice to see like I could really get by in all these different cultures. And I've moved around my whole life. I'm a recovering nomad. So I know how to get around different cultures and different places. And it was a great reminder. The second reminder was that, oh, this world is so big and beautiful and filled with adventure. And it's so easy to forget sometimes when life feels really heavy. And I was very disconnected from myself, also disconnected from life because we are the same, you know. And man, I needed to be reminded of all the beauty that's here, not only externally, but within, right? But I could also see it just reflected in all these amazing experiences across the Gobi Desert in the busy streets of Beijing, you know, in Moscow. It just it was like, wow, what a big wonderful existence this is. This is amazing. I think I'd forgotten that too. And then the third really important reminder was I remember I was traveling on the Trans-Siberian car, Siberian landscape hurtling outside the window, the smell of sauerkraut and body odor around me, looking in front of me at a Russian guy wearing a wife beater, hugging a bottle of vodka and starting to punch the steel car wall for some reason. And I just like sat back in my seat and thought, hey, wait a minute. I created this scene.
Yeah.
I brought myself here. We're talking location scouting, set design, costume design, scent, script, main character, like I created this. And it was like an epiphany, just to end like an epiphany of like, hey, wait a minute, because I worked as a creative director. I'm not only a creative director at my what job at work, I'm creatively directing my life. And I just got the chills saying that. That was
That's so
such
good.
a profound awareness, you know, or even like creative reckoning or reclamation or awakening that I could see it. And that shifted, that was a very big, that shifted things for me from that point on. Of course, I still had development and work to do, but something had shifted within me.
Did you say you had four reminders, or was it just three? I
Three,
missed them.
those are the
Three.
big
Okay, that's
three.
so good.
The
I
Holy
was waiting for the
Trinity.
fourth. That is so good. Oh wow. What a and again, when you write just that whole story, it's just peppered with just goodness. So I really, really strongly suggest everybody get your book. So I know you really want to smash, excuse me, smash the myth that creativity is reserved only for artists and artistic expression. And I resonate with that because really most of my life, that's exactly how I felt. I didn't consider myself creative. I guess I equated creativity with exactly that, with artistic ability. So fast forward to now, I feel that just because I struggle to even draw a stick figure, it doesn't mean I'm not creative. I'm actually really creative. And it wasn't until I tapped into what I really am, which we've kind of touched on, which is source, which is spirit in a human body, that the creativity, the creative projects began to flow. And Pia, your experience morphing from that award-winning creative director for, like you said, for some of the biggest brands in the world, to leaving that space and just following your heart to coach others to help them tap back into their creative genius. It's so inspiring. And hint, read her book. And in it, you say your creative potential is shaped by your ability to stay in the unknown and uncertain growth zone. And we all know, it's no surprise, that the unknown, uncertainty, it can be scary. And I'm just gonna throw it out. You have a chapter titled Fuck Fear, Do It Anyway. And I just want to read a portion of that, if you don't mind,
Of course.
because I love it. Fear is also a signal that you're in the growth zone. You know you're in the growth zone when you might be feeling lost, experiencing real discomfort, wrestling with self-doubt, and feeling excited about what's possible. It is precisely in this fertile creative place that anything is possible. You don't know what will emerge from the process because you are deep in it. It is new and unknown. You have never been here before. When you're experiencing motherlode growth spurts, often by your own design, you're throwing yourself out to sea, releasing yourself to the current. It feels uncomfortable because you have no idea where you'll wash up. So please say more about what you're calling the growth zone. I would love to hear more about that.
Sure. I think, just like the universe, we are expanding. We are the universe. So I think as humans, growth often equals fulfillment. I think we're all constantly growing. We're all fluid, changeable beings. To what degree is up to each one of us? So I
Yeah.
think when we're growing, we're entering a new space. It could be a new version of us. It could be something new we're creating for ourselves. It could be so many things. It could be a creative venture, a creative project we want to do. We've never done it before. And it's going to require us to show up in a different way. It's also going to require us to be perhaps a more expansive version of ourselves. It kind of all goes together. So for me, creativity is life in the sense that life is a creative process. And in any creative process, we are going to be in uncertainty. Whenever we sit down to create anything, whether it's a conversation, a book, a business, a podcast, whatever it might be, the really juicy creations, we don't know what we're going to create when we sit down to create it. That would kind of not be very creative if you think
That
about
would
it,
be very fun, would it?
right? And it wouldn't, because it wouldn't be very creative either, because there's no space. It's like I have a specific idea and I need it to look like this. Well, what are we creating? Where's the creative process in that? And I think we have to, anyone who's picking up, it could be a pen to write something. It's also, you might have an idea, but allowing the space to play and to not know what might come through and to get really curious about it instead of getting anxious about it is a way that we kind of release into our own creativity and what might be possible. And I think it's the same as is true for life. Like for me, this is the beauty, being an entrepreneur and building my own business, the real fun part, let's call it fun, it's not always fun, or the real stretch zone, growth zone in that is that I am building my capacity to be in uncertainty. Because with entrepreneurship, it's like a meta lesson of how do I want to be in relationship with life, right? Because life is uncertain. That's just that. We don't know what's going to happen in any given moment. Anything can happen. And that can be incredibly thrilling or really frightening, or maybe both at the same time. And I think that also makes us feel very alive. Like, what if we knew exactly what was going to happen every next moment? That would be, I wouldn't feel very alive, right? I mean, there is a safety in the known, but the mystery lives in what might be possible if we let go of needing to know and being in uncertainty. So to me, that's just a practice. So when I first launched I'm just giving a very concrete example. When I first launched my business, I had a lot of anxiety that first year. Like, where's my next client? Next, what pipeline? I don't know. Well, how, what? Like, I don't know. I don't know how, what's going to happen. I don't know what this is going to look like. And I reminded myself, like I had the choice. I could go back to a salaried job, but I didn't want that. I wanted to not know. I wanted to see what was possible and what I might be able to create in this really open space and what I might be able to co-create with life. Like what opportunities are already present that I need to learn how to recognize. who might I become in this really big open space where I could create anything? I mean, look, a book came out of that. Like, that was incredible. After a year and a half of being in business, I got the opportunity to write that book. And I needed to create the space for that to emerge, for the ideas to connect, and for the opportunities to waltz into the room. So I think, uncertainty is the realm of like infinite possibility and also knee-knocking angst. And we get to choose how we want to be in it. We get to choose, like, oh, wait, I'm in the realm of uncertainty. I'm growing. I'm doing something I haven't done before. I'm doing something I really want to do, and it's uncertain. And I get to choose to trust. That's what I choose. That's what helps me. Like, I'm going to choose to trust. I'm going to choose to trust myself. I'm going to choose to trust life. I'm going to choose to trust life and see what emerges in this uncertain space, because anything is possible. Isn't that great? Like, anything is possible. And that's also what scares us, that anything is possible, but it's also what makes us feel spine-tinglingly alive. And for me, that's why I'm here. I've been gifted with this life to live it, to really live. And for me, really living, we all have our own definitions, and that's a beautiful inquiry, is feeling alive. Being alive while I have this life, and being in uncertainty and growth, and going like, I don't know what's going to happen when I jump off the cliff of leaving my job to jump into something else, but let's see. I'm going to trust. And let me tell you, a year later, after that anxiety, it lessened, because I created evidence for myself that, of course, I was going to be okay in the uncertain unknown, that life had my back, that I had my back. I wasn't going to die, even though I was like, oh my God, what's going to happen? I was okay. And once that evidence was created, my thinking mind eased up a bit. I said, hey, see, I proved it to you. It's fine. We're fine. We can do this unknown, uncertain thing. And then when the next opportunity came, I didn't need, because what helped me take the jump into the unknown, was my mother's passing. My mother passed suddenly in 2021. And I was still at an agency job at the time. And when I walked her home, I accompanied her to her next destination. And when I came so close to death, and it felt so visceral, and I don't know what I thought in my mind, that death was something that was happening to other people and would happen to me. I don't know. But seeing the there's also the heartbreak involved in the there's the hardest thing I've ever gone through. But my mom did give me a passing gift, and that gift was courage, because I witnessed, whoa, when we go, we can take nothing with us. We lose everything. I mean, I don't know what we gain on them. I'm sure we, there's something else after, but I don't know what that is. I could just see that we lose everything. So what the heck am I so afraid of losing while I'm here? Do you know what I mean? Like, that hit me so hard in sort of my solar plexus. Like, hey, what am I so afraid of? I'm gonna die one day and lose everything. Well, I'm so afraid of losing now. What doesn't work out? So what? At least I have tried. And within a month after she passed, I quit and launched Collective Studio. And I didn't know that was going to be exactly. I'd done a coaching certification and fell in love with the art of transformation through co-creation in that way as well. And, as Rumi says, the path appears when we start walking. But I didn't need, I guess my point of bringing that in was, yeah, I got some help, if we want to call it that. But when the call to write the book came, I didn't need, death, divorce, or major things to push me into to give me the courage to do what I really needed to do next. And that's also a muscle we get to build, the courage. That's a
That's
lot of
great.
words, Kelly.
Oh, that's just so good. I just that's all aptly fuck fear, right? Just fuck it. Just do it.
Fuck
Go
it.
with it. Just fuck it. I have the no fucks to give. That's what I do. I love that you say you're a courageous, creative badass in the middle of wild growth. That's the growth zone. You also say change is inevitable. Growth is a choice, and that creativity is your response to life. Your life is your canvas. So, what would you say to those who just want to grow and expand and to be the creative director of their life, but they don't know where to start, how to begin. What would you say to them?
Well, I think I'll give a little exercise that I'll just ask a question. So my question would be is, how would you creatively direct your next scene?
Good
I'll give
one.
an example. So for me, that could look like putting on my favorite ripped Guns N' Roses t-shirt and bright red lipstick and having a cherry kombucha on ice and listening to, let's use your Coldplay album, the World of Spheres, putting that on my speaker in the kitchen and just dancing, right? Like that's a scene. I'm creatively directing that moment, and it doesn't have to always be in this huge, like, change your life, you jump off the cliff. It can be if you wanted to, but it could also be in the small. It's in the everyday. It's in, like, oh, I'm going to creatively direct this scene for myself. And the act, even though it could be just one scene, the act of doing that is incredibly empowering because you're showing yourself, of course, I'm the creative director of my life. Look what I just created. Look at the scene. This is great. A script, soundtrack, costume design, all of it. And I think it's in the small and beautiful and powerful acts that we get to practice sitting in the creative director's chair with our last name on it and choosing to only eat blue M&Ms. We get to do that. That is the gift we've been given. And I think when we exercise that, we show ourselves, we embody it. Oh, yes, of course, I'm the creative director of my life. So it's felt, it's embodied. It's not just mental exercise, but we actually create it in our lives.
And in that scene, it's what your heart wanted. It's like, or whatever it is. I just want to go create. I want to go bake cookies. If that's what your heart wants to do, go freaking bake cookies or wash the car. I don't care what it is, but just follow your highest excitement, what brings you joy. It's kind of simple, really. But it's just, there's small leaps of faith and big leaps of faith. And sometimes it's just the small ones lead to the big ones, and the big ones aren't that big sometimes. You know what I mean? Because it's that muscle that we just, if you keep practicing those scenes, how am I going to create this next scene? I'm going to go take a walk. That's what I'm going to do. So I also add, not only are we the actor, director, writer, producer, but we're also the audience and the projector. Like, we're everything. We're doing it all. So what the heck do you want to see on your psychic billboard? You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Well, I think of it as well as I'm putting on one hell of a show for the universe. Like if we're life experiencing itself, right? I want to put on one hell of a show for the universe. I want to make the universe sit on the edge of its seat eating popcorn, going, "What's she gonna do next, that crazy woman?" We get to make it whatever we get to create it. We get to make it whatever we want to make it. And when you make those cookies, when you do it with intention, it's like, I really feel like doing this, and I'm gonna wear my polka dot, whatever, and I'm gonna listen to this, and I'm gonna have this kind of energy, and like almost picturing yourself, watching yourself from the outside. I think there's play and there's joy and there's listening to something that you desire. And I think there's incredible power in that because your desires are yours for a reason. Do you ever think about that? Like why we desire what we desire, like where that desire even comes from, and to trust that that desire is yours for a reason. It's meant to be, experienced and created. And I think that's really fascinating following that, following what excites me. You could use whatever word resonates, right? Like what really lights me up? What makes me feel fully alive? Like what are those things? And then it's getting curious about yourself, getting curious about what you want to create for yourself. And that's a hugely creative act. There's nothing more creative than designing your one experience of this life.
And a lot of the times it's those moments of, oh, hell yeah, I want to do that, come in those not silence, but just in quiet spaces. Sometimes when I'm in nature, I'm in nature all the time, hanging with the trees and the rocks and whatevers. And so you got to give yourself a chance to listen, to feel what it is that wants to come through you. And you say someone out there needs exactly whatever you can create, to just kind of piggyback on what we're saying. And you have so many superpowers, Pia. And one of them is coaching. And as you say, you coach people to realign with your intuition, reimagine the future, realize the vision, reconnect to your purpose. And I chuckle because you love to make shift happen. So for those listening that would like your help, what's the best way for them to choose to connect and explore working with you? How do you see people doing that?
Well, collective.studio is a good place to start. And then we have like the kind of like energetic alignment sessions, the chemistry sessions. It's really just getting a sense to feel into one another, because it should feel like a full body yes before you're about to go on a co-creative journey. And also gives me a sense of, okay, well, what is it that you're looking really to create and make real in your world? And asking questions and really seeing what it is that the outline of what your vision or the desire might be. And because often people come to me when they're at a sticky, what I call sticky junctures. I've been there before myself, right? And it's like, what used to work isn't quite working for you in the same way. You might have been very successful at it, or there's something else is calling you, but you might not be able to make out what that is. Or maybe you can make out the outline, but it's kind of like shimmering on a like a hot road, that kind of where you can see some of it. Or maybe you can see it and you need, partnership to help realize it. Because it's a sticky juncture, because it's an expansion or pivot point. It's like one of those points also asking you to become that version of yourself that you need to be to create that next thing, whatever that might be. And that's why I find, coaching and creativity combined is such a, it's such a beautiful, powerful, I don't know if I want to call it modality or way of journeying or co-creating together. Because really sometimes people separate what they're creating from themselves, like from the creative, like, or creator. And it's like, oh, my creativity is stuck. It's like, no, blocked. It's like, no, it's, what's happening with you? Like, what is, and with the curiosity, not a judgment, like, oh, let's get curious. Like, what's blocked? What feels like it's in your way? Like, what's stopping you? And really, it's about unleashing creativity within and getting very curious about what stops us from either living creatively or creating the next thing that we're really yearning to make real in the world. And we all have that. You said what stops many of us from being creative is the belief that we're not creative. As you referenced earlier, is the belief that creativity is, solely relegated to artistic expression. Yeah, that's one form of creativity, but creativity is found in virtually every single domain. Creativity is what enabled our survival as a species. Creativity is how our brains are wired to create. This is who we are. It's our birthright. And what stops us from claiming it are limiting beliefs or ideas that we might have inherited, could be family, could be society, wherever it came from, or created ourselves, that, well, I'm not the creative type. And usually beliefs serve us, right? There's a reason we choose to believe what we believe. And that belief that I'm not the creative type, I can't draw, that's usually, I've heard a lot of people say, I can only draw a stick figure. It comes from a desire, like something to protect ourselves. Go, if I don't create or go after the thing I really want to create in the world, then I don't have to face possible rejection or ridicule or failure. And so it's just getting really curious about yourself and what excites you, what stops you, what triggers you, what sets you free. And then through partnership, whatever that might look like, find ways of of rewriting those scripts so that you can not only create the next version of what you want your life to feel, look, and be like, or a project or a venture, but also that version of you that's needed to create it.
I love that. It's you're creatively partner, that's the words you use with others. And for those that feel they don't know, what they want to do next or what they want to bring forth or the project, whatever it is, I love how the imagery you're giving me is you want to go on this kind of exploratory journey with everyone and just tap into, and I call it kind of the heart mind coherence. It allows the heart and the mind to partner together, and but sometimes they're so separated. I don't know what other word to use. They're not turned on to or connected together, that sometimes we just need help with kind of getting that coherence back. And you're just masterfully brilliant at that. And part of what is coming up with what you're saying too is, okay, you might not know, but I love the term slower is faster. Just it's okay. It's gonna come. You might want it now, but just slow your roll. It'll come. It's about the process, not the outcome. And just I think you said now is later. So I love that term too. Now is later. Let's just explore now. What's going on now?
To me, what you're touching on is trust. Because for me, at least through my body and my experience, fear, rushing is the energy of fear. When I am rushing, when I am trying to move fast, I'm trying to figure it out, like, let's go, let's do the thing. It's through rushing. It's because some part of me is not trusting.
Or I would use the word forcing.
Yeah, forcing, forcing. Maybe it's the New Yorker in me. I'm like an old pinball in a pinball machine, you know what I mean? Like bing, 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 bing. But it's not actually, and this I discovered recently, it's not actually the pace, it's the energy behind the pace. So it's not demonizing moving fast, because actually I have a lot of energy and I do move fast sometimes, but it depends what energy is fueling it, what's behind it. But often for me, there is a correlation between rush, like forcing or rushing, and scarcity or fear. Fear is pushing me. Like, I'm afraid if I don't do this right now, then I won't make it, or I won't survive, or whatever fear is telling me. And for me, slowing down, moving slowly, is the pace of trust, because you trust it's already happening. I might not see external evidence for it yet, but I trust that it's in process. I trust that I can mosey, like I can skid, I can move slowly and know that it's already on its way and it's already here. I could also move fast. I could also move with passionate, focused energy, and also with the energy of trust. Like, it's, but for me, they often manifest in, like feeling slow or feeling rushed. But again, it's the energy behind. So you could also be in a focused flow state and have a lot of energy, but it's fueled by curiosity and trust, and like, ooh, what can I create? This is like, I'm loving this, rather than, oh, I gotta get it done. And there's a Navy SEALs quote, and I love that it comes from the Navy SEALs, because a motto actually, slow is smooth and smooth is fast.
I like that.
Right?
That's good.
That's a
Yeah.
good one.
That's really good. And that's so that definitely depicts what they do. They have to, they're like, I always kind of use the ducks on the pond depiction of that. Just they're so calm, but they know what's up. They're going for it. But that's really good. Yeah. Is there anything else we're kind of coming down to it? Anything else that's on your heart that you'd like to share with the listeners?
On my heart that I like to share. I just, it maybe it's just a reminder of how wildly creative and powerful, you are, and resourceful and whole you are. You are naturally all of those things. And how capable you are to create whatever it is that you, your heart, your intuition, your gut, your full body desires, and that you are going to succeed. You are already succeeding because of who you are, not in spite of it. And connecting to who you are, to your unique signature, to your unique recipe, to what makes you you, is the most creative expression, because there's no one like you in this world. So getting in touch with you, the essence of you, spirit, mind, body, soul, of and creating from that place, it's bound to be different and interesting and creative, because creativity has that sense of the per definition, it's something that's unique and novel. And parroting or trying to follow a path that someone else might have carved because it feels safer, because you've been told that's the way to go, is the antithesis to creativity, because it's already been done by some, and it's someone, it belongs to someone else. So maybe the way, or not maybe, I guess it's up for people to decide. It's been a way for me, is to reconnect to me, and me with a capital M, you know, and to find and create my own path. And my invitation, just like the back to the tapestry, it's like when we tap into like our own yarn of color, you know, imagine how much more beautiful this creation that we're making all together is, rather than muted. And so it's a lot of words, but it's just
So
sometimes
good.
it takes courage. It doesn't sometimes, it takes courage to do that. And we have it in us. And you know what? You don't have to do it alone. You're not doing it alone. We're right here with you. And if something is needed, maybe sometimes it's words, sometimes it's a call, sometimes it's a reminder, but I just felt called to share that reminder. And I just to add that when we start to carve, follow our own path, it's going to look different than anyone else's. And that also takes courage, because you're like, hey, wait a minute, no one else is doing this thing like this. Am I getting it wrong? And it's like, no, fantastic. That's a sign that you're really following what's true and real and right for you, even if it's unknown. There's still your own North Star that's guiding your way.
That's just so great. You know, spirit is perfect, whole, flawless. It's just love, joy, peace. That's it. And tapping into that, that's what you'll bring forth. And it's just, we're just a creative being. That's all we are, is creation, creative. So it's a matter of tapping, we're kind of going full circle, tapping back in to who you really are. It's been such a pleasure chatting with you, Pia. I could keep going and going and going.
Same.
Thank you again for joining me. You've just helped so many people. So thank you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for your energy, for your spirit, for the shifts, the rippling shifts that you're creating in the world through connection, and how inspiring and needed and appreciated that is. Especially by me having the chance to feel into your energy through this conversation. So thank you so much, Kelly.
I know this won't be the last one.
I hope
It's
not.
okay. Again, you can connect with Pia at collective.studio, KOLLEKTIV, collective.studio. And I've included all her information at the bottom of my program page at bbsradio.com/connect with Kelly. And I'm going to throw it out there again, just because I want to. If there's anyone listening who is or who knows an enlightened breadcrumb artist or any well-known performer for that matter, whether it be a musician, actor, I don't know, other, or otherwise, whoever is willing to connect and converse with me, you know, any enlightened souls out there, please reach out to me at bbsradio.com/connect with Kelly. Your tribe wants to hear from you. Thank you, BBS Radio, Pia, everyone listening. I love you all. I'll be back on the same bat channel in 2 weeks, Saturday, August 30th at 10 a.m. Central. Of course, next up are my beautiful Angel Sisters, Unstoppable Love with Lauren and Zosia. And I will see you all in 2 weeks. And beautiful day, everyone. I love you all.